Manx Radio's update.
Fast am I. It's 5:30pm on Monday the 17th of January. This is Update and I'm Rob Pritchard. Welcome to the programme. Half an hour of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus Manx sport, business, sea watch and travel updates, along with the newsmakers in person. Coming up tonight, 138 new cases of COVID-19, 1,131 active cases in total, 14 people in hospital, no one in ICU. 2 years to the day, work began on the new Liverpool landing stage. And who should be protecting staff in schools from catching infections? One MHK will grill the Education Minister on that very issue this week.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
5:32pm here with the update news headlines. Fast am I, Simon Richardson.
Fast am I. 14 people who have COVID-19 are in hospital on the Isle of Man. The number of active cases of the virus is now 1,131. Since the last update, there's been 138 new cases recorded, 11 of those via PCR. All bird keepers on the island are being advised to keep their animals indoors after a confirmed case of avian flu here. It's after 11 geese were confirmed to have died of the H5N1 strain in Sulby. They're also being urged to practice good biosecurity and to disinfect boots and equipment regularly. Anyone who's booked ferry crossings for the Manx Grand Prix will be able to change reservations to fit the event's new schedule at no extra cost. MGP organisers say the festival will now be 9 days instead of 14 and will run from Sunday the 21st of August until Monday the 29th. The steam packet says amendment fees will be waived for those who've already booked to sail to the island during that period. And people who are newly eligible to vote on the Isle of Man are being urged to register their details. Government wants to hear from those who've turned 16 and anyone who's moved house. It says it's taking a canvas-light approach this year and won't be sending paper copies of forms. Instead, it's asking people to note their change in circumstances online or via the phone. Those are the headlines. More news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Dry today with sunny intervals, light westerly winds which are gradually back southerly with temperatures of 9 degrees Celsius. Little change tonight, staying dry with some clear skies, light southerly winds moderating and minimum temperatures down to around 4 degrees for most. The outlook ahead, rather cloudy on Tuesday with a few outbreaks of rain developing later in the afternoon as the south or southwesterly wind increases. Any rain at first on Wednesday will quickly clear, then dry with sunny intervals and a fresh northwest wind. Sunrise tomorrow is at 8:26am and sunset at 4:31pm.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
33 minutes past five, and now 14 people who have COVID-19 are in hospital on the Isle of Man. The number of active cases of the virus is now 1,131. Tessa Hawley has today's figures.
Active cases of coronavirus have dropped by 59 since yesterday's update. Today, 138 new cases were recorded, 11 of those via PCR and 127 through lateral flow testing. There is no one in intensive care. Of the active cases, 943 were detected through home testing, with 188 recorded through the PCR testing. Meanwhile, face-to-face appointments have resumed today at Nobles Hospital and Ramsey District Cottage Hospital. Manx Care temporarily switched to virtual outpatient appointments in December because of the island's rise in COVID-19. Patients are now being told to attend their appointments as normal unless they've been contacted to advise them otherwise. People are being asked to take a lateral flow test up to 1 hour before attending. They must also wear a mask. Patients who are in hospital or in residential care homes will now also be allowed visitors if they book in advance. Chief Executive Theresa Cope said Manx Care recognised that the restrictions imposed had been difficult for many of the people impacted affected by them, as well as their families and loved ones. However, she said they had to act quickly to put measures in place to protect the most vulnerable people from the increasing community spread, as well as to ensure safe staffing levels.
Elsewhere, delays to the Isle of Man ferry terminal in Liverpool are frustrating, according to Enterprise Minister Dr. Alex Allenson. When work got underway at the site 2 years ago, it was hoped the facility would be open by TT 2021. But with uncertainty over the completion date remaining, Dr. Allenson says the situation isn't ideal.
I think everyone shares frustrations at the delays to the Liverpool landing stage, because it was designed to really help with the relaunch of TT in 2023, and we're doing a lot of work to look at the way TT's run, both for the benefit of visitors but for the people of our island. And so further delays that have been mentioned recently in terms of Liverpool obviously are frustrating. However, we're still on track. We've still got those routes into Liverpool, into Heysham. What we're doing now in DfE is trying to increase also the range of air routes going backwards, both to the UK, but also to the Republic of Ireland as well, to get that connectivity to allow residents to get off the island when they want to, but also allow their friends and for visitors to visit when they want to as well. And I am still confident that we can have a decent tourist season both this year and next. But when the Liverpool landing stage is up operational, that gives us then the catalyst to grow some of the visitor economy, but also provide some first-class facilities for Isle of Man residents to visit the UK.
So this year we're going to have to rely more on air routes, you say. Are you hoping that Liverpool will be open for the tourist season next year?
In terms of the connectivity, a lot of people choose to take the ferry, and those links to Liverpool and Heysham are still there, and I think people will have that confidence to use them more and more. And we know that passenger numbers in terms of the steam packet are very good, but also we need to give people the choice, particularly if they're only going over for a day or so, and so increase their routes and getting back to the situation that we were in 2019 is very important, both for the Isle of Man economy, the visitor economy, but for the Isle of Man people as well.
Russian MHK Dr. Michelle Haywood will ask who should be protecting teachers from catching infections at schools at Tynwald tomorrow. Dr. Haywood will ask Minister for Education, Sport and Culture, Julie Edge, the question of who is responsible for implementing measures to prevent teachers contracting illnesses while at work. The MHK wants to know what measures can mitigate the increased risk factors among staff and students.
Is it possible to mitigate that?
Well, we do it in all sorts of settings. I think what I'm really asking for here is that there is a health and safety duty from the department and from the senior leadership in schools to protect their, particularly the teaching staff, but also the support staff and the pupils against infections that are transmitted within a workplace setting. Now, for our teachers, we've put them back into schools where we haven't really, you know, boosted the levels of vaccine in the children. We know that school spreading is rife. We've seen it, you know, it's driven a number of peaks now, and yet we're expecting teachers to go back into schools without controls in place. And as I say, you know, if the mask wearing as a control isn't working, then it's time to change strategy and to find other way of keeping people safe. And it's really about who takes responsibility for that health and safety in the workplace. You know, if you thought that there was asbestos in the building, then you'd stop using the building, you'd find a way to remove the asbestos to make the environment safe and then send people back in it. We're sending teachers into workplaces where we know that we haven't got an adequate level of protection, and you've seen that in the number of absences that you've got in staff because they've caught COVID, and they've caught COVID because they're teaching an unvaccinated population. And for those very younger students, they're not being offered vaccine yet. That is going to continue to be a risky environment to be in.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, taking a look this evening, the Ben McCree is running ahead of schedule as it stands, and she's due to arrive into Douglas at 5:45 p.m. this evening. The return sailing is then scheduled to leave for Heysham at 7:45 p.m. tonight and is due to arrive at the Lancashire Port at around 11:30 p.m. Overnight and into early Tuesday morning, the Ben is then due to set off from Heysham at 2:15 a.m. and expected to be berthing into Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Well, taking a look at some online news, in fact, Amazon has dropped plans to block UK Visa credit card payments this week as the two sides continue to try to resolve a dispute over payment fees. The expected change regarding the use of Visa credit cards on Amazon.co.uk will no longer take place on January the 19th, Amazon has said. Visa said it was working closely to reach an agreement. Amazon said last year that Visa payments costs were an obstacle to providing the best prices for customers. But Visa accused Amazon of threatening to restrict consumer choice. When consumer choice is limited, nobody wins, Visa said. Neither company has indicated when the talks might conclude. Elsewhere, consumer goods giant Unilever has signalled it will continue pursuing a blockbuster deal to buy GlaxoSmithKline's healthcare arm. Unilever has already had a £50 billion offer rejected, but said on Monday a deal would be a strong strategic fit. GSK's health products, business owns brands such as Sensodyne toothpaste, Panadol and Centrum vitamins. Unilever, maker of Marmite, PG Tips and Dove soap, says it wants a bigger slice of the health and hygiene sectors. The acquisition would create scale and a growth platform for the combined portfolio in the US, China and India, with further opportunities in other emerging markets, Unilever has said, pointing to synergies in the oral care and vitamin supplements business. Unilever has not said if it will sweeten its rejected offer, but according to the Bloomberg news agency, the company has held talks with its banks about additional financing for an increased bid.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
So the UK and European markets closed higher as investors digested a string of corporate news and the latest growth data out of China. US markets are closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Oil prices edged up as investors bet supply will remain tight amid restrained output by major producers, with global demand unperturbed by the Omicron coronavirus variants. Gold prices held steady as market participants gauged the global economic policy outlook, with inflation-based demand for bullion countering hawkish comments from US Federal Reserve officials supporting the dollar and treasury yields. Taking a look at some of the markets at the close of play today, the FTSE 100 up by 0.91% to 7,611. The DAX up by 0.34% to 15,937. As of 10 to 5, the Dow Jones down by 0.56% to 35,911. The S&P 500 up 0.08% to 4,662. And the Nasdaq up by 0.59% to 14,893. In terms of exchange rates, the pound to the dollar is 1.364 and the pound to the euro, 1.196. And in terms of commodities, a small rise for gold. It went up by 0.07% to $1,818, and Brent up by 2.69% to $86.32.
Dad!
Hello, son. How's things?
Great. I've been taking your advice.
That's a first.
It's true. I've started investing monthly with Shearwater ESG.
Good for you. But what's ESG?
It's a new option that lets me invest in what I care about, like our planet and sustainability. So I'm not just improving my future, but my kids too.
Maybe I should take your advice.
Make a difference with Shearwater ESG from Ramsey Crookall. For 75 years, the island's investment specialist, offering a wide range of services to make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source.
But it's certainly thoughts that are going around people's heads at the moment. And, you know, it is being, you know, muted in the UK and other jurisdictions. At some point, we have to get to the stage where all restrictions are lifted and we carry on with living with COVID in the best possible way. We were keen to just get the feel from local businesses as to whether they would support, you know, full lifting of restrictions, testing, isolation, and, you know, that gives a good indication of where people's minds are. But of course, we would always say that this has to happen at the right time.
When that time is right, how big an impact is that going to have on particularly customer-facing businesses?
Well, absolutely huge. We would hope that they could go back to what it was like 2 years ago, back to normal trading, normal the way things used to be, with full customer demand, full staffing, and back to normal.
Is government listening to this feedback?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we've seen as a direct result of passing
data and evidence to government that changes have made. So, for example, one of the changes was widening the sectors that were receiving the winter disruption scheme. There were some sectors that were falling and slipping through the cracks. You know, if we can prove the evidence, these decisions, these policy decisions are changed. And we have seen that as a direct result.
That's Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Rebecca George after an Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce recent survey found that two-thirds of customer-facing businesses would support the removal of all COVID restrictions. Moving on, the Manx Grand Prix is returning for 2022, but some key changes have been made to the racing festival. It'll now run for 9 days instead of 14, from Sunday the 21st of August to Monday the 29th of August. The alterations are aimed at reducing costs to the taxpayer, minimising travel disruption and allowing for sufficient marshalling cover. Ned Bowers of the Manx Motorcycle Club is confident competitor and spectator interest will be high.
Well, there's a lot of inquiries coming in for entries for the Manx Grand Prix already. Entries aren't open yet, but we've had inundated with inquiries, particularly for newcomers for the Manx Grand Prix this year. I think this is consistent with the response that has been received for the TT, which has been a very strong entry so far, and we'd expect the same for the Manx Grand Prix. There's a lot of interest in road racing in general, and it's actually undergoing a bit of a revival in Ireland as well after a couple of lean years.
How confident are you that you can see the same level of spectator interest, for example, given that the races have now been gone for a couple of years?
I think the spectator interest will actually follow the rider interest, that they do run hand in hand. It's always been a good following for the Manx Grand Prix. And particularly for the classic races as well, because those have been quite extensively promoted in the last 10 years. And we expect, with renewed promotion now from the department, that we will get a much higher profile for the event, and that will assuredly attract more spectators and supporters.
Ending the designation of the Classic TT and now having the Manx Grand Prix and Classic Grand Prix, you know, classic machines will still be involved. But what's the thinking behind that, I suppose, name and classification change?
We always have been running classic races in the Manx Grand Prix since 1983. But it was thought 10 years ago the department could better promote that as a Classic TT. The thinking now is that having a single brand rather than two brands is better, which I would agree with. And it is far easier to promote a single Manx Grand Prix rather than a Manx Grand Prix and a Classic TT. It gets better brand identification.
Douglas North, MHK. Chris Thomas will ask Chief Minister Alfred Cannon at Tuesday's Tynwald whether changes are afoot for the common travel area. Thomas says if the UK make changes to its Nationality and Borders Bill, which is currently under review, it could affect travel to the island.
So this is a piece of legislation that's in the House of Lords, having been through the House of Commons across. And the question is about how the extent to which it applies. Now, what does that mean for people? Well, essentially, it means that if you have what's called an electronic travel authorisation from outside the UK, we seem to be being treated differently in the Isle of Man compared to Ireland. And my question is, does that mean we'll have to show passports at the sea terminal in very practical terms? Because if the UK is going to require us to know about it, are we in the process of changing the common travel area which has been in place for decades, and are we going to be different in the Isle of Man from Ireland, because it's been sacrosanct in the Isle of Man that there is a common travel area that includes the Republic of Ireland, the United Kingdom and the Crown Dependencies. And I'm beginning to explore the extent to which this is going to affect us at the sea terminal when people come in. It doesn't apply to Isle of Man residents directly, but it does apply to people coming to this part of the world, and if we need to know something about them, how are they going to do that without affecting all of us?
What's the likelihood of that?
The former Chief Minister wrote to me to say it wouldn't have this impact, but the way I read Clause 71 of this bill, it does have that impact.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fast am I, Dave Moore.
The Isle of Man netball team missed out on the runners-up spot by goal difference in the International Quad Series at Ebor Vale in Wales. They went into yesterday's final tournament game needing to beat the Republic of Ireland to secure second place overall. Before the match began, there was only one winner when it came to the national anthems.
Land of honour, the
Isle of Man dominated the first three quarters and seemed to be on their way to victory. However, the Republic of Ireland hit back and had moved into a four-goal lead with just 2 minutes remaining. Time for the Manx girls to show their mettle. They scored four and almost snatched it at the end, but had to settle for a draw, 45-all. Isle of Man centre Rachel Johnston was player of the match.
I think we got a bit nervous on the fourth quarter, but you guys really brought it to us. But the thing with the Isle of Man is we always fight, so we knew that we had a few minutes, we could maybe pull it back. But yeah, amazing game, that's why we're here.
Women's football and Corinthians thumped Douglas Royal 7-0 at the bowl yesterday. Casey Holzall helped herself to a hat-trick with Lisa Costain, Shannon Groves, Holly Sumner and Chloe Tier all on the score sheet.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, let's take a look at the moment to the Isle of Man Airport. One departure scheduled this evening, and that is the 6:10 p.m. Logan Air service to Liverpool. Things running on time there, and also in terms of Liverpool flights. First thing tomorrow morning at 7 a.m, the Logan Air flight also scheduled to depart on time. In terms of arrivals, the 5:35 p.m. due from Manchester into Ronald's Way, that landed at 22 minutes past five, and the 8:10 p.m. Logan Air service from Liverpool is also currently running on time. Taking a look out on the roads in Douglas, Empire Terrace and the bottom of the end of Palace Road are closed for resurfacing works. That's until the 30th of January. And Harcroft Road closed at the junction with Balafton Manor Hill due to sewer diversion work. That's until the 28th of February. Over in Onchan, the King Edward Road between Growdle and the Liverpool Arms there, temporary 24-hour traffic lights still in place there for work on the tram lines. Those expected to stay in place until this Saturday, the 22nd of January. In Laxey, the bottom end of Glen Road is shut just by the bridge for installation of a new water sewer. And then over in Kirkmichael, temporary lights on the main road at the Ballera Road junction. That's for works on the pavement improvement scheme in the village, running until this Sunday, the 23rd of January. The shoulder road is closed between the round table and the turn for the Snuff the Wind mines. That's for culvert replacement, which is expected to go on until the 7th of March. And don't forget, for your information, there's a current and comprehensive summary of all travel news and issues for the trains, buses, planes, boats and roadworks, as well as Douglas Promenade at manxradio.com, and also via the community tab, where there's a link to 18 webcams across the island.
Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The head of Crown and Elections has confirmed the changes to the way people register to vote will only apply to newly eligible people or those who have changed address. Frank Carolan told Manx Radio that no other changes would affect the electorate and that 16-year-olds could now register online. Anyone needing to register a change in address can also do so online or by contacting his team.
And with Frank Carolan, who's head of Crown and Elections, Frank, would you tell us about what changes are upcoming?
So the change this year is to do with the canvas. So we're having a canvas light approach this year. And the only changes really that there will be is that anybody that has that's newly eligible to register needs to let us know. And anybody that has changed address in the last 12 months, if they could inform us of their new details. Everybody else that has had no change, there is no requirement for them to contact us. They will remain on the register as they are currently registered. It's only for people that have a change in their circumstances or are newly eligible to be registered that need to contact us.
So for anyone out there who's panicking, this is not the case, is it?
Absolutely not. No, everybody, like I say, will remain on the register as their current details are. It is only for people that have changed address or for people that are newly eligible to go on the register. They're the people that were interested in updating their details during this year.
And if people can't get online to register, what can they do?
They could give us a call on 6857 54 and one of the team will be more than happy to assist.
And finally this evening, introducing alternatives to dairy milk on the Isle of Man could prove contentious, according to the Environment Minister. But Claire Barber hasn't ruled it out, saying it could be a bigger part of the jigsaw.
I think there's a big piece, and it's quite contentious, I would say, about the alternate oat products that might be available, or cashew nut, almond, soya. There's so many different variables. I think it's really important to understand the climate impact actually of importing things that potentially do have an impact at source when they're produced and bringing them here, versus the local production of dairy milk. And that also then ties into the really important piece that our farmers aren't just producing a product for market, they're also managing huge swathes of our land in a really positive way. And we're using the Agri-Environment Scheme to really focus on how we can make sure that land management's done in a way that supports our climate change process, and also focuses around net biodiversity gain. So I think it's a bigger piece of the jigsaw than just a simplistic what sort of milk or drink product do we go for, that we probably need to better understand and better talk about. But I've been really heartened actually having an opportunity to talk with some of the dairy farmers about the other work that they're doing, and the creamery I know are really keen to support them and look at other products and how best we can support the market.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Simon Richardson and producer Simon Richardson. If you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. If you have a comment on the news agenda, have a story you think we should be covering, or just want to say hello from near or far, then email update@manxradio.com. The stories you've heard on this update and much more Manx news, plus interviews and podcasts, available over on the Manx Radio website. And don't forget to like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Andy Wint is back with you tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Bye for now.